This is Chairman Dale Dio dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Tamoxin Hubbard, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is T-A-M-X-Z-Y-N. That is T-A-M-X-Z-Y-N. Last name Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D. Let me spell the first name again. T as in Tom, A as in Andrew, M as in Mary, X as in X-ray, Z as in zebra, Y as in yours, N as in Nancy. On May 29th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client via telephone, comma, and reviewed various medical records and bills, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 40-year-old female, height 5 foot, 5.5 inches tall, who is a passenger in the front of her vehicle with her seatbelt on, period. She was involved in a serious automobile accident that occurred December 31st, 2023, period. She was unconscious, period. The vehicle that she was in was making a left turn, and the vehicle was hit head-on, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. All airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked, and her mouth hit the vehicle and was injured, period. The airbag did hit the patient, and perhaps that was involved with the lip laceration, period. The patient had immediate pain, essentially in her entire back, comma, lip, comma, chest, comma, abdomen, comma, hand, comma, and also had pain in the left elbow, period. Despite treatment present day, she is experiencing pain in her entire back region, period. New paragraph. In reference to the neck, she was treated with medication, chiropractic care, injections, as well as a myelogram in her neck, as well as a myelogram, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a dull, aching type pain, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right arm to the fingers, period. New paragraph. The mid-back pain was treated with chiropractic care, medication, and trigger point injections, period. The duration is approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is described as a dull, aching type pain, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The lumbar pain was treated with chiropractic care, medication, and trigger point injections, period. It is described as a constant pain, period. It is a dull, aching, and stabbing type pain, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the right buttocks with pins and needles, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was approximately 1 week after the automobile accident. She was seen at Franciscan Emergency Room. They did x-rays and CAT scans, period. Approximately 2 days later, she returned to the emergency room with concern for aneurysm formation, but it was ruled out, period. She saw her family doctor a few times and was referred to orthopedics and pain management, period. She was seen there several times. Dr. Lloyd, Lloyd is L-L-O-Y-D, gave her an injection in her neck as well as medication, period. She saw two chiropractors several times, period. She did have a myelogram at IU Health in May of 2026, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. She has problems lifting over 10 pounds, comma, walking over a half mile, comma, sitting over an hour, comma, standing over 2 hours, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as gym, comma, sleeping, comma, and driving over 30 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include trazodone, comma, diazepam, comma, stomach medicines, comma, and Ritalin, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this automobile accident includes over-the-counter medicine, comma, exercises, comma, and chiropractic care, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for acid reflux, comma, ADHD, comma, anxiety, comma, and fibromyalgia, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has not had prior neck injuries other than two concussions without permanency, period. The concussions occurred several years ago due to falls, period. The patient has not had prior mid-back injuries, period. In reference to the low back, she was diagnosed with fibromyalgia 10 years ago, period. She did have a couple automobile accidents that did not require examination or treatment in the past, period. The patient had a work injury to her right shoulder in December of 2025 when she was cleaning overhead, period. She developed a slap tear that required surgery without permanency, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for right shoulder, comma, thyroid, comma, appendix, comma, gallbladder, comma, two cesarean sections, comma, and hysterectomy, period. New paragraph. Occupation, she is that of a housekeeper full-time, period. She missed 2 months of work and had to quit her job because of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Franciscan Health Emergency Room record, January 11th, 2024, presents to the emergency department for evaluation of MVC that occurred 2 weeks ago, period. Patient states she was in the passenger of a head-on where airbags were deployed, period. The patient was not checked out after the incident, but saw her chiropractor, period. Since the accident, she has had left-sided neck pain, comma, a headache, comma, and right thumb pain, period. She has bruising across her accident from the seatbelt to her chest that has resolved, period. The doctor states that he discussed vertebral dissection risk with the patient and emphasized need to return to the ER for CT angio head neck if not improving, period. On physical examination that day, abnormalities documented, including mild left chest wall tenderness, comma, left cervical paraspinal and trapezoid tenderness, period. CT of the cervical spine showed no acute fractures. X-rays of the hand right, normal right hand. CT of the head and brain, no CT evidence of acute intracranial process seen. X-rays of the chest. or normal examination period. Under medical decision-making discussion, states 38-year-old female involved in MVC 11 days ago presents with persistent left upper back pain, period. Reports head injury and persistent headache as well, period. Left-sided chest wall pain, period. Will treat symptomatically with muscle relaxer and anti-inflammatory, period. Encourage her to follow up with her orthopedist or PCP, period. Impression 1, MVC, 2, cervical strain, 3, thumb pain, end of report. ED Franciscan, additional emergency room note, January 15th, 2024, states 38-year-old female who presents to the emergency department for evaluation of posterior neck pain and headache complicated by history of cervical degenerative disc disease and spinal stenosis that began 2 weeks ago when she was in a significant car accident, period. Under medical decision-making, patient has been taking anti-inflammatories but not really seen significant improvement given the severity of the accident. And apparently the initial physician's concern about arterial injury, I think not unreasonable to do CTA of her neck today, period. I reviewed the previous CT head and C spine results as well as the ER visit, period. CTA shows no findings of traumatic injury, period. Discussed plans for NSAIDs and follow-up. Clinical impression 1, neck pain. Number 2, headache. End of report. Family medicine note, January 31st, 2024. History, MVA, December 31st, 2023, period. Passenger hurt left dorsal elbow and anterior neck muscles, period. Under physical examination, left lateral epicondyle elbow tender to palpation assessment. 1, attention deficit. 2, lateral epicondylitis of left elbow referred to OT slash ortho. 3, neck pain referred to ortho. Number 4, memory difficulties. Recommend neuropsych testing, period. End of report. Records review from Lukin Chiropractic, L-E-U-K-E-N. These notes were handwritten and somewhat difficult to read, but they do document a car accident December 31st, severe neck pain, decreased range of motion in all directions, as well as headache. They documented that she was seen on several occasions with abnormalities noted and treatment noted as well, period. End of report. Pain management note, October 20th, 2025. Presents to the pain clinic with neck and low back pain, period. She has had this pain since she was 18 years old, period. She had fibromyalgia, period. During the last visit, we performed a cervical epidural steroid injection, which was helpful for not more than a week, period. She would like to try trigger point injections, period. MRI of the cervical spine per radiology showed moderate diffuse disc bulge at C5-6 with mild spinal stenosis and minimal left anterior cord impingement, period. Her diffuse spine pain is likely myofascial given it has been present since she was 18 years old, period. End of report. Operative note, April 10th, 2025. Procedure performed, cervical epidural steroid injection. Post-op diagnosis is cervical radiculopathy, period. End of report. Wagner Chiropractic note, March 15th, 2024. Wagner is W-A-G-N-E-R. This note says she consulted me on March 15th, 2024, period. Her condition is related to a motor vehicle collision that occurred on December 31st, 2023, period. She has experienced low back and neck pain, period. Sometimes numbness of the left hand, period. On examination, cervical and lumbar spine show decreased range of motion. Diagnoses include cervical algia, comma, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the lumbar spine, comma, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the thoracic spine, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the above IME, in reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of December 31st, 2023, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, and C5-6 disc bulge with cord impingement, period. Number two, thoracic trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain. Number three, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and strain, period. Number four, aggravation of fibromyalgia. Number five, thumb trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain resolved. Next number, head injury, comma, cephalgia, comma, and memory difficulties, period. Next number, left chest wall trauma and pain resolved. Next number, left elbow trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and lateral epicondylitis, period. The above diagnoses all caused by the automobile accident of December 31st, 2023, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have permanency to the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar regions, period. By permanency, I'm meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in all three areas for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in all three areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient has a neurosurgery referral that will be done in the future for the possibility of surgical intervention in her neck, period. She is presently seeing a chiropractor once a week, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will cost $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. Some additional injections in her back will cost approximately $4,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the client, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, The End of Dictation. End of dictation.